Psalm 148. What a great psalm. Psalm 148 starts with, "Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and the heaven." So I thought, let's see what they're praising about. And who's praising? Who's praising God? All the angels, all his hosts, the sun, the moon, the stars, the heavens, waters above the heavens. That made me stop and think, and Paula and I were talking, and somebody else was talking, what's the waters above the heavens? What are those? And she says, well, it's the rain getting ready to come down. I was thinking big oceans up there to swim and play in. Amen. Praise him from the earth. Dragons and the deeps praise him. Fire, hail, snow, vapor, stormy wind, mountains, hills, fruitful trees, cedars, beasts, cattle, creeping things, flying fowl, kings, all people, princes, judges of the earth, young men, maidens, old men, or as the Message Bible say, the gray beards, and children. Wow, everything is praising the name of God. Of the Lord, because his name is absolutely worth praising. Amen. Do you think we can do that this morning as we praise God and as we take a look at the heritage of our country through hymns this morning and patriotic songs? I think so. Let's stand and let's say verses 13 and 14, and it's from the Message Bible. Let them praise the name of God. It's the only name worth praising. His radiance exceeds anything in earth and sky. He's built a monument, his very own people. Praise from all who love God, Israel's children, intimate friends of God. Hallelujah. I want to be that intimate friend of his, don't you?
You bet.
Amen. That's what it's all about.